In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Welcome, Steve Newell.
G'day. Look at us just fizzing off air about all the watching we've been doing. That's how this segment's supposed to work.
Off air, I figured out that the last time I went to the cinema pre-COVID was for Star Wars. Which one was it? The Rise of Skywalker, just before COVID-19 hit. And I just made my debut at the cinema over the weekend and got off the couch at home and went and saw Top Gun, which was incredible.
Great. I'm very happy for you. Mm. And I hear as well that you made a new friend at the movies, which is always exciting.
The person sitting next to me was loving it. Just checking in, great. Like, oh, you show him, Tom. Yes! Comments. It was really endearing. And it was great to sit next to someone that was just so stoked.
I reckon the other person that makes comments like that is probably Tom Cruise himself. Yep. I reckon he would say, like, you sham, Tom, under his breath. So that would be the first time you sat next to a stranger for the duration of a movie for two and a bit years.
And, yeah, I mean, it was a great experience. It's good to know that they can still make an action-packed film like that in the modern era and just to be, like, enthralled the entire way through.
You're doing a great job with the segment so far, John. But okay. just to keep the focus on you for a minute, what happened with the? I'm really curious. What happened with the elbow placement with you and this stranger? Like, just, you know, negotiating the space again for the first time in a while.
I was at VMAX, so they're fairly big seats.
VMAX takes the elbows out of the equation.
Yeah, I didn't even have to think about his elbows.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. And he was kind of turned to the side because he was on an aisle seat, so. There's room for everyone.
You've painted a detailed masterpiece of a picture for me. Thank you.
And what are you talking about this evening?
So you've been to the cinema and you've left your couch, but I've been glued to my couch. It feels like a deluge of awesome streaming shows have been hitting over the past week. Mm-hmm. I've been loving making my way through the first episodes of The Boys, which is back in its third season. This is Prime Video's like super splattery, grotesque, sex-obsessed superhero series. Mm. A lot of S's in that. If you're familiar with the show, like, it's not reinventing the wheel with its third season. It's just doing more of the same, which is kind of gross-out comedy, being very cynical about the role of superheroes and the companies that make superhero entertainment. Looking at you, Marvel. Maybe three seasons in, the show is kind of starting to run the risk of kind of becoming the thing it's making fun of, mm-hmm. in a way. There are spin-offs of The Boys. It's going to obviously have a big lucrative lifespan. So I start to wonder, like, at what point does it become the kind of money-grubbing property? Mm-hmm. That it's making fun of. I guess
I think I probably did about 7 episodes of the first season. Seems like a massive production. So I can imagine that, you know, they probably milk it as long as they can, right?
I'd imagine so. And you know, one of the true joys of this show as a Kiwi is watching the two leads, both being New Zealanders, got Carl Urban, but also the fantastic Anthony Starr, who continues to up the ante on his kind of lip curling both fearsomeness and patheticness in this third season. Mm-hmm. Digging it. Other thing that I was really keen to see the return of, and pleasantly surprised to see it charting in Netflix's top 10, is the return of Danish political drama Borgen. This was around for 3 seasons about 10 years ago, and at the time it felt like a very kind of grounded political drama. It's about the female leader of a political party who becomes an unlikely prime minister after coalition negotiations. Now with our current prime minister, it feels like it's possibly an even more grounded political drama than it was back then. Very surprised to see this one back. Netflix is screening a fourth new season of Borgen, and the lead character is no longer the prime minister of Denmark, but she is the foreign minister. And with a storyline that involves oil being discovered in Greenland and kind of tests of wills between environmental concerns and geopolitics, feels pretty 2022 to me.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyable. So if you're a fan, well worth checking this new season out if you didn't know it was around. And if you haven't seen Borgen yet but are a fan of the kind of Scandi style of drama, I guess we all kind of started watching that through the Scandi noir kind of cop procedurals.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the same kind of effort and rigor applied to this drama, and you'll see some familiar faces if you've watched a few other Danish or Swedish shows.
Casual Scando approach throughout the series.
Yeah, there's kind of that sort of low key blend of work and home life is sort mm-hmm. of present, and I think that's also one of the things that you can probably relate to a bit. In Aotearoa is prime minister and politicians seeming like quasi-normal people mm-hmm. and certainly being accessible and walking the streets with a sort of minimum of diplomatic fuss.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing I've been watching, which I was lucky enough to get a few advance episodes of, this kicks off on Friday, is the new season of Apple TV Plus's alternate history of the space race called For All Mankind. I think I've talked about this on the show before, but this is a show that's premise is that Russia was the first country to put a man on the moon, and sort of follows how events in space have kind of diverged from the history that we know as a consequence. Unsurprisingly, in the history of this show, the United States reacted very poorly to Russia being the first mm-hmm. people on the moon, and so committed like even more massive resources to their space program. Coming into the third season, the focus has shifted to Mars, and there is a three-way race to Mars. Pretty timely, the show sets up. It's a race between the two superpowers, USA and Russia, and then also private enterprise, a kind of quasi-musky figure.
Mm-hmm.
Making up the third entrant there. What makes this show tick so well for me is it's got a real good nerdiness to it. There's sort of that nerdiness of history and what could have been different. Some of the special effects are spectacular, like really kind of jaw-droppy space stuff. But then on the other hand, it can get kind of hokey and quite soap operatic in places.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not immune to that. And I think that that kind of mix of kind of going from big and flash to a bit cheesy. Something's just really effective about it. Nice. Even though I think it was maybe the second episode I found myself actually like complaining at the screen about a whole scene and its dialogue. No one talks like that, I heard myself say. But apparently a screenwriter is no better. So let's let them do their jobs.
Excellent. Was there anything else, Steve?
That's a bumper crop for today. So I think, enjoy your couches over the next little while. Just to recap, The Boys Season 3, that's on Prime Video. Borgen, Power and Glory is the name of the new season. You can find that along with the previous three seasons on Netflix. And from Friday, there are new episodes arriving weekly of Apple TV's For All Mankind. Heartily recommended. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really glad to see that show back. Actually, all three of them.
Yeah, nice one. I've also had a friend recommend For All Mankind, you know. Said it was amazing. Great scenes of people smoking on the moon and that sort of thing.
Yes, well, you may be familiar with some of the like imagery for season two, which showed guns on the moon, but I think durries on the moon is possibly an even more relatable feat. Who among us has never smoked something we shouldn't have using an air vent for cover? You know, I think it's a highly relatable experience, possibly.
All right, Steve. Hey, thank you very much.
See you next week where we'll talk nudity.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.